Kia ora and welcome back to Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5. Now, I'm very excited to have on the line right now, having just released his debut single, The Leading Man, on Friday, I have the very talented DC Maxwell on the line. Good morning, DC Maxwell.
Oh, thank you very much, Liam. Thank you for having me. Oh,
you are so welcome. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I had a nice weekend, about to go to work, so that's a bit shit. But other than that, I'm feeling good. It's nice to have some music out finally.
Yeah. And going to work as, you know, and a musician like that. Oh, my God. How strange.
I know. You really got to live it up while you can in New Zealand, because most everyone has a day job.
Anyway, tell me, how's the reception been to The Leading Man so far?
It's been pretty good. Like, I'm not sure if any of you listeners will be familiar with me, but I've been playing for a little while around Auckland and getting a little bit of buzz around myself, just playing some pretty wild shows. Like, our first ever show, we had a 12-piece band with, like, choir and string sections and stuff. And, yeah, so I think the reception of the single has been pretty good. One person told me that they wanted to hate it so much because...
oh, my God.
Yeah, because they were really unhappy with some of the hype around me with having no music out, but they said that they liked the song too much to hate it. So I guess that was kind of nice.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of a backhanded compliment a little bit there, but...
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. Compliment I'll take.
Biggest can't be choosers, I guess. But that is a very good point, is there has been a lot of hype around you. And this is before your song came out. So what has this whole journey been like so far? It must be a little weird.
Oh, it is a bit weird. I think I used to play music in a band called Voids, and that was kind of like bratty pop punk kind of stuff. So, I mean, we used to play around the country quite a bit in that act, but I've kind of taken a break from music for a little while and come back pretty hard and fast, recording like a big weirdo country album, kind of in the style of Scott Walker, Lee Hazelwood, those 1970s like big studio bands. And I think I don't know, I can't claim all of the credit. I think just part of the buzz around this act has just been all of the musicians that I've managed to wrangle to play alongside me. I think people are just surprised and stoked that of all the people I've managed to somehow convince to play on this debut single.
Yeah, well done, I've got to say. And I'm glad you've mentioned it, because you have kind of, you've done a bit of a genre jump, I guess you could say. Yeah. How has that been for you?
It's been really good, eh? I think with the punk music I was making before, I kind of hit like a bit of a wall in terms of songwriting, in that I kind of ran out of things to say a little bit. I felt quite locked into one brand of songwriting, and that all of the songs were about me or like bratty teenage angst that was very close to me, and like and I kind of just ran out of things to say. That I think also I grew up, and there's only so many songs you can say about, I don't know, angst and horny.
Yeah. And I guess those messages don't resonate as much once you kind of exit your teenage years a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And I just guess I got bored. So the DC Maxwell stuff, really, I had this kind of songwriting switch where I realized like I didn't have to write songs from my own perspective. And that like kind of really freed me up to, so like The Leading Man, the song is like a murder ballad about an actor who is hoping, who's like watching the leading man who's an absolute stuff up, and he's drunk and he's messing up his lines, and then he wants to take over the stage, and as a good murder ballad does, it escalates towards violence.
And it does have some of those like classic vintage kind of music influences to it and those sounds that it's really uncanny, actually. Like, the song could be 40 years old, you know, in a strange way. Have you always been kind of attracted to, I don't know how to phrase it, kind of old school music?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think especially in the country genre, like, I think a lot of modern country, especially some New Zealand modern country, not to hate on anyone, but like some people kind of sing with American accents, like about bourbon whiskey and pickup trucks calling it a ute. And I don't know, I think like I tend to drift towards the stuff that feels the most real towards me. And for that is those 1970s, like, outlaw stuff, like the Townes Van Zandt and Guy Clark, Lee Hazelwood, like, kind of those, yeah, the 1970s, I guess, generation. And I think from a recording perspective, we were really focused on kind of capturing that sound, even though this is, like, a pretty budget album recorded for, like, bare-bones DIY punk kind of budget. We like focused super, super hard on like really making sure we made it sound like it was recorded at like a top of the line 1970s studio as much as we could.
Nice, nice. And there's a music video for this as well.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a really awesome music video that we directed. We managed to feature a live horse in the studio with me, which was pretty exciting. but yeah, so like the horse, the video is pretty hectic. It was like filmed over one day, and I was basically having to dance nonstop for 11 hours. Like,
yeah, my
kind
God.
Of insane hectic dancing too, not kind of slow motion glamorous dancing. I was a sweaty mess by the end of it.
Yo, I can't, I'm not surprised at all to hear that, really. Like, you were going for it in that music video, like, you've invested everything in it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's definitely what it felt like by the end of it. I was
scared. Oh my God, I don't even want to begin thinking about it. But like, do you do many music videos? Because I got the impression from it, like, oh, this is his first rodeo, you know?
Yeah, I guess, like, also, like, having done, like, another band before and done videos for that, like, I have a bit of experience. But, like, I don't think I'd say I have too much experience. Mm. I really, like, really like the song. And I really want to respect, like, all of the musicians that have put time into this.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was almost like when we had the opportunity and we got some NZ-on-air funding to do this video, we were just like, let's go as hard as we possibly can and, yeah, try knock it out of the park.
I mean, hey, may as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got to ask, So much has happened to you already, and now you've finally actually gotten around to releasing a song. What's next?
Well, there's some announcements coming that I can't.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just yet. But all right. I have signed to a record label called Danger Collective Records, and
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And there's some more announcements in that kind of space coming soon.
Well, congratulations. I don't even know what to say. That video's in my head still, and I'm still thinking about that. I can't get past it. Hey,
oh, cool. Thank you. That's good to hear.
Congratulations. I guess the most important question is, where can people catch your current music and your upcoming music? Where can they listen to that?
So DC Maxwell, the leading man, is available on kind of all streaming platforms you can like. I think the best way to follow me and updates is probably through Instagram, d.c.maxwell. And we've got some shows coming up soon, not in Christchurch, but hopefully later.
Rude! Wow. Okay, that's fine.
No, I'm hoping to play Christchurch. I don't think I've ever played Christchurch before.
Oh, we have so good crowds.
If anyone's listening and likes the song and wants to book me, get in touch.
There you go. No, you're on the right station for that. I firmly believe that. Hey, awesome. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, and congratulations on the song. You should be so proud of yourself and so very satisfied. And it's going to be so exciting to see what else you do. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much, Liam. Really appreciate it. And thank you, RDU listeners.
And that was the wonderful, wonderful DC Maxwell talking about his debut single, The Leading Man, which is out now. And it's a great song. And thankfully, I'm going to play it right now. So to all our listeners out here, here is The Leading Man. Enjoy it.
By the time those curtains raise, I'll be waiting in the wings. I've only got one line to say, I'm gonna give it everything. But I'm not the man the people came to see. That man is standing center stage, he's been drinking since 3. Nothing in his eyes.